This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump appears focused on naming one of three conservative female jurists he appointed to federal appellate courts to replace U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the iconic liberal justice who died days ago. Mr. Trump told attendees at a political rally in the U.S. state of North Carolina that he will make the nomination this week and that it will be a woman. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden urged U.S. Senate Republicans not to vote on any candidate for the U.S. Supreme Court so soon before the November election. And a Sunday in Philadelphia, Biden said voters of this country should be heard. They're the ones who this Constitution envisions should decide who has the power to make appointment. To jam this nomination through the Senate is just an exercise of raw political power. China's ByteDance said on Monday that TikTok's global business will become its subsidiary, even as Oracle Corporation and Walmart Inc. said over the weekend that they and U.S. investors would own the majority of the video app following a deal with U.S. President Donald Trump's administration. Mr. Trump signed an executive order on August 14th, giving ByteDance 90 days to sell TikTok amid concerns that the personal data of as many as 100 million Americans that use the app could be passed on to the Chinese Communist Party. On Saturday, he said he supported a deal in principle that would allow TikTok to continue to operate in the United States. Accounts of the deal differ. ByteDance said on Monday that it will sell, own 80% of TikTok Global, a newly created U.S. company that will own most of the app's operations worldwide. Oracle and Walmart, which have agreed to take stakes in TikTok Global of 12.5% and 7.5% respectively, had said Saturday the majority ownership for TikTok